some anchors. So I was praying about this and really thinking, you know, we often need those things that keep us stable in the midst of a storm. And that's exactly what an anchor does. I thought to myself, you know, an anchor keeps us from drifting, just like it keeps a boat from drifting. If you don't anchor it and you're out in the middle of the sea, who knows where you're going to wake up the next morning. The other thing it does is when there's a storm, it keeps it from becoming lost or crushed against the rocks. And I always found it interesting that, you know, a boat still moves in the storm. It still experiences the storm, but instead it's firmly fixed. It's stable, stayed, and fixed. And therefore, it doesn't have to worry about destruction. And so as we go through our family celebration services, I want to talk about some of the different faith anchors that exist that we can hang on to in the midst of life's storm. And the one we're going to talk about today is God is good. Now, I have another example of an anchor, and my clicker might not be working, so Jonathan, over to you. These guys are fantastic. They're mind readers. It's really great. I love our technology team. So the next slide, I have a picture of me doing something I love very much, and that is on a roller coaster. Yeah. Now, this is the West Edmonton Mall roller coaster, and it took Ed and I 7 years to get up the courage to go on this. And we were there one time with our friends Barry and Audrey, and we said, okay, if we're going with you, we'll go on it, but we're going to go on it separately, so if anything happens to us, one of us is still there for the children. So that was our logic. So I went on first, and it turned out I really enjoyed it. It was terrifying, and yet I enjoyed it. And then Ed and Barry went on, and as the roller coaster is climbing up the hill, it stops, and it stops for a long time. And Audrey and I are going, I wonder what's going on, you know, I don't know. And then we see a guy come out of a little shack carrying a wrench and walking up the stairs, and we're like, oh, that can't be good. But quite obviously, Pastor Ed did survive. He's here this morning, and I'm grateful for that. Now, in this instance, I had gotten on it. It was just Ed and I this time with our boys, and I decided I was going on this and sat down and, you know, didn't pay much attention, got in, put all the harnesses on, whatever. That's the important part. And as it began to move, the gentleman beside me and I look at each other and we're like, we're going backwards. So they had flipped the last car of the roller coaster around to face the other direction. We didn't notice this till we began to travel. So that was a whole different experience. But, you know, the reason I feel confident enough to try those particular experiences is because I'm strapped in. I have something I can anchor myself to. Now, I'm not saying I don't play the scenarios in my head like, okay, if this gives out and it flips open, I'm going to go all Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and hang on until it stops. That often will go through my mind. But I'm a lot more brave when I have something I can cling to anchor me. So today, God is good. Amen. Yeah, we absolutely all the time. And we say this, but sometimes I don't know if we really grasp the meaning. So on your table, you all have a yellow bag. Don't open it yet. You're going to appoint one person at your table to enter or to open it. The rest of you will not know what's in it. Now, here's the deal. It is gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, vegan, but it may contain sugar. All right. So you know, if sugar is something you're really trying to avoid or need to avoid for medical reasons, you might want to be the volunteer at your table that says, I'll open the bag. Because what the volunteer is going to do is to put one of what's in that bag into your mouth. Now, let me just tell you, it's good. All right? I'm telling you right now, it's good. How do you feel about that? Ready for this? Okay, go ahead. So open up your bag. The one person at your table is going to be the opener. No peeking, the rest of you. And just take a moment and put one into each person's mouth around your table. Yeah, this is going to get a little up close and personal, I know. Oh, no, you should close your eyes if you think you'll peek and see what it is. This is like one of those nasty trust exercises. Oh, some of you got it in your hands and you're trying to figure it out. I see that, but this is good. This helps me. All right. I still see some things being distributed, so we'll just wait a moment longer. All right. Oh, there's some pretty trusting people. That's impressive. Okay. How we doing? Everybody get one? Who wanted one? All right, so let me ask you, was it okay? Okay, good, good. Excellent, glad to hear it. There was a point to this, I assure you. Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him." Now, how many of you, if you're feeling bold enough to raise your hand, had some doubts when I said, "This is good, trust me, open your mouth, let the person put it in"? Was there anyone who felt a little hesitant or I'm not sure? Okay, a couple people, yeah? So some of us were very quick to go, "You know what, Carolyn, I trust you." And others were like, I don't know, she can be a little crazy sometimes. And you know, the same is true with God. We have this scripture that says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And yet, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life during struggles and storms where I hesitate to believe that that is true. And yet, when we know the character of God, we will understand that, as Davidson said, he is good all the time. I assure you now, I would never, ever put something in one of those bags to harm you. I debated this because I was worried about our diabetics. I was worried about people with... I don't want to hurt anybody. And God has the same heart and so much more. He does not want to hurt us. He longs to bring good to us. He is good. God is inherently good. There is no bad in him. Now, according to that scripture, the meaning of good, first of all, is that God is kind. Titus 3:4-5 says, "When God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit." The word good in that scripture also means loving and benevolent. God is loving. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's from Romans 8:38-39. James 1:17 says, "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." There is nothing bad in him. He is good, and he works in our worst situations to bring good out of them. We can be very quick to see a circumstance in our life, to see sickness, to see disease, to see catastrophe, and say, "Well, God did that." No, God, it is not in his character to do those things. He can take those situations and turn them for good. But he is the cause of good and not evil. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." That's quite an anchor to hang on to know that. I was thinking, God is like bacon. It's true. So I think that bacon is good. And I think that anything bacon touches can be made good because of bacon. So, yeah, right? So I don't like Kraft dinner. I have never liked Kraft dinner. But I am confident that if I put bacon in my Kraft dinner, that evil, that is Kraft dinner, would then become good. And God is like that. He is good. He takes those things in our life that are bad or evil, and he impresses his good upon them, and he works those things for our good in our darkest hours. And I can say this with confidence, there have been many dark hours in my life, and every single one of them, God has worked his good into that situation and made good come out of it. And that is an anchor we can cling to, and I'm so thankful for that. So I want to encourage you today, and we're almost done. See how Nice and short that was. Yeah, family celebration. You can celebrate short sermons. I want you to get connected to this anchor. If you're sitting here listening and you're like, well, I have some doubts about that. I'm not sure. I have questions. Then I want to encourage you to take some time to study. You know, if you go out to a fast food restaurant to eat and you have your meal, the people at that restaurant are not expecting you to go home and not eat the rest of the week because you had a fast food meal at their restaurant. So this morning you got a kind of a fast food meal here. And I want to encourage you that this week when you go home, that you would take time to study and to eat from God's word and pull some of those truths out, to look at those scriptures that declare God is good all the time. So this morning we're going to close in prayer, but would you say that with me? God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And we don't want to take that lightly. That is such a powerful truth in scripture that will hold us firm in the midst of life storms. God is good. So we're going to close in prayer, and as we do, the worship team's going to come up and just lead us in one final song, and then I'll give you some instructions for what's coming next. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness towards us. God, we thank you that you encourage us to taste and see that you are good. Lord God, that we can move forward, even if it's just a little bit of faith we have in that right now, that we can taste and we can see your goodness, and that builds our faith. Lord, that we can taste again and eat more of your goodness and continue to see that in our lives. God, we thank you that nothing in our lives that comes from you is bad, Lord God. You are a good God all the time. Lord, would you help this truth to penetrate our hearts, and would you help us to grab onto this anchor in the middle of life storms. We thank you and we praise you. In your name, amen. All right, well, I'm going to ask you to stand one more time.